Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5. If your ear holes are sucking us in live out east, if it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for 24/7. Or maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application. Or at crabdiving.com.
Jeez.
It's a good app.
Oh, yeah.
However, whenever you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuckaroni Tony out of it. Thanks for listening. Join us on our social media during the show. We check Twitter at Crab Diving. We'll tweet us anytime, actually.
Right.
But you can also check out our Facebook page and, you know, check out our Instagram. And there ain't much there, but
call us.
Check out our Instagram. Don't call us.
Scroll guard is disposable and washable.
Guy, you know, the thing is, you obviously can't put it in the dryer because it would melt, right?
The scroll guard? Yeah. Latex.
Then what do you do?
Doesn't dry well.
Well, then you just hang it outside and a bunch of mosquitoes get caught.
Oh, that would look really great on the.
I'm just saying. I don't know. Is scroll guard, is it real or is it like a joke?
I think it was. But I don't believe it went very far.
Didn't catch on.
Well, that's very odd. Something's going on with my
it's
my
just
sound
like...
effects. I have Scroguard 3 and 4, but I don't have Scroguard 1 and 2.
Oh.
Where are my Scroguard clips, biatches?
Maybe,
oh, there they are.
You are getting ready to have a blast. But you are not sure about someone's sexual past.
This poor guy.
Right.
He sounds good. Like, he sounds like...
Yeah.
Like, they went union on that one, or they hired... Or somebody had a friend.
Somebody got paid.
He's got a good...
$250 to sit in some fucking garage all day.
Oh, he probably is like, give me beer, get me weed.
Yeah.
Scroguard. Thanks for buying stuff through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon, or if you use the banner on the web, Podge. We get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck all, just helps us out here.
And strike and strike and strike and strike.
The reason I said Podge.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
Paul LePage.
Did he die?
Even though
or
it's
something?
LePage. No, I just saw the.
Oh, you saw it.
I saw the sound effect.
I thought maybe he was in the news and.
On the sound effect board.
Right.
Yeah.
Is he going to run for president?
Just for the fact that, I mean. I think it's great that he only lasted in Florida for like a couple of months and he had to get out of here. I want to know that story because he was like, I'm retiring to Florida. Fuck you, Maine. And which he basically kind of tweeted or said, fuck you. I'm getting out of here. And he didn't last here very long and he went back to Maine.
I would rather have him be governor than DeSantis. Easy. That's an easy call.
Oh, man.
No, shut up, please.
God,
he's
I don't
hard.
Know.
DeSantis.
He
is...
had an adversarial house, though, in up there in Maine. I think they're kind of 50-50 up there.
Is LePage Trumpy?
I think he was.
Oh, God.
Of course he would be Trumpy.
It's just a nightmare. It's the Republicans are a goddamn nightmare right now. They're like a dumpster fire, right?
Well, yeah.
Jesus.
The shit going on with... Liz Cheney. Oh, that's the headline. Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Iffy.
HuffPo. The Purge. GOP set to sacrifice Cheney.
God damn, motherfuckers. I mean, how many
this
times
is crazy.
Are you going to sacrifice people? You nearly hung Mike Pence, like, literally. So what do they mean by this? Is this hyperbole, do you think?
No, they're going to vote her out of her leadership position.
Hopefully just that.
In the House.
Yeah.
And there's already people lining up and parting their pubes to join the fray Wyoming and try to take her seat from her.
Mitt Romney, Liz, guys, I think it's time. You have to leave. Get out of town. These people are fucking crazy. They're really nuts.
4 months after inciting a violent attack on the Capitol in a last-ditch attempt to retain power, former President Donald Trump today demonstrated his continued grip on the party as House GOP officials prepared to purge Wyoming's Liz Cheney from her leadership role because she criticized him.
The Republicans are literally having a purge. That's how it's like I'm picturing the gangs of New York, maybe something like that. Saw
the move, the latest on one of the few elected Republicans to publicly argue that Trump's actions in the weeks leading up to and on January 6th should ban him from public life.
Yay.
Alarmed authoritarian experts who pointed out disturbing historical parallels.
Okay.
These Republicans are purging sane people from the party and people that just disagree with the leader. It has nothing to do with policy. She'll vote for every fucking horrible, heinous Republican policy they put in front of her. But she dared criticize Trump. And that's where it's creepy now. Because these Republicans in the House, we'll see what this vote is. She survived the last one. Remember, they had one of these before.
I mean, I know we're playing with Le Chaud. I think that, what is fire?
The fish?
No.
Oh.
Fish.
It's a chode?
Chode, Le Chaud. But maybe it's good that the Republicans can beat each other to death, you know? Some places that are purple, they're not going to have a moderate left standing at the end of any primary.
Which could be terrifying.
I know. That's why this is playing with Schultz. I mean, it could be. Possibly. Probably not. Je suis Schultz.
Wait, let me ask Irish Siri.
Oh, yeah?
What do you want? Fire? Flame?
Fire.
How do you say fire in French? Oh, I can hear it. It's going through my other headphones.
Yeah, okay. What is it? Is it chaud?
Chaud! One moment.
Oui, oui.
Disconnecting my earbuds.
Right. Mm-hmm. By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of.
Well, a little.
Right.
A wee cut of.
Jeff Bezos says, here's a wee bit. I'm going to. Here's just a wee drizzling you can have.
How do you say fire in French?
What is it?
Feu.
Feu.
F-E-U.
Okay, well.
Feu.
I thought it was chaud. Maybe that shot is hot. Yeah. Feu.
Feu.
Feu. Okay. Feu.
Feu. There you go. Feu.
Feu.
Feu on you.
Feu. Fire. Very violent.
I don't know what chaud is.
Chaud, hot, I think. And cold is it frigid? I see. I don't know.
Oh, chaud.
Is it damn?
Is hot.
And cold is it's. I'm gonna guess. Chaud, frigid, something like that.
Dufroid?
Oh, that's close.
D-U-F-R-O-I-D? Dufroid?
Dufroid.
Dufroid.
Oh, there
Thank
you go.
Thank you.
I don't think our beloved listeners heard that.
Dufroid.
Dufroid.
There you go.
Thank you.
Dufroid.
Wow.
Dufroid. Dufroid. So you learned something here on the show.
That's right.
Tom Nichols, scholar of the old Soviet Union, And a professor at the U.S. Naval War College said the situation has a familiar ring. The whole atmosphere is one of loyalty to the leader and to the party, and none to principle or party policy.
Right.
Oops.
Well, okay. Agreed. So how do we protect ourselves from these Frankenstein lunatics? What do we do? I mean, I guess vote better. That would be something.
Jonathan Weiler, yes. University of North Carolina authoritarianism expert.
Oh, geez.
Finds parallels going back to Nazi Germany.
I was going to say Hitler, but yes. Okay.
Quote, it's interesting that Cheney is condemning Trump specifically for his use of the term the big lie to push his false claim that right. the 2020 election was stolen. The big lie term itself is often attributed to chief Nazi propagandist Joseph Goebbels.
Nein!
The idea being that if you push relentlessly and totally a falsehood, you can get ordinary people to believe it.
Yes. Well, yes, you can. And how disturbing. You can make people think that masks harm you, they get you sick, that you shouldn't wear a mask.
Trump himself followed up with press releases yesterday attacking Cheney, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, and his own former vice president Mike Pence. We read that yesterday. For failing to go along with his false claims that he won the election, but it was stolen from him.
Are we just going to let this fucking lunatic bully us for the end of time?
Weiler, the authoritarianism expert, said the idea that something as preposterous as the stolen election claim would itself become a loyalty test for mainstream GOPers is disturbingly reminiscent of the ways fascism demanded fealty to its cause.
I mean, that is their party, though. They are the Stop the Steal party or whatever the fuck, right?
Yes.
Well, that's... Okay.
Cheney has been among the two dozen or so congressional Republicans out of 200 and something who have refused to go along with Trump's election lies and among the 17 who voted to impeach or convict him for inciting the January 6th attack on the election certification.
Right.
Cheney spokesman Jeremy Adler
yes.
said the lawmaker is not backing down. This is about whether the Republican Party is going to perpetuate lies.
Oh, yes.
Yes, 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 they are. About the 2020 election and attempt to whitewash what happened on January 6th. Liz will not do that. That's the issue.
Liz Cheney is playing the long game. That is all. She thinks these fuckers will flame out and she will still be here. That's what she thinks. Or why didn't she come out against Trump earlier then? Has she always been against Trump?
Yeah, kind of. When he deserved it.
Yeah.
But she voted for, I'm sure, everything
that he put out there.
Yeah.
Now this is part of the game she's playing. She's like, I think these lunatics are crazy. She doesn't see the sense in this. I bet, Liz, I'm sorry to sound... cynical, but I bet if you thought there was an angle, you'd get in on this too.
As to the likely attempt to vote her out of her number three position at next week's House Republican conference meeting, the spokesperson said Cheney is not yet commenting. Liz will have more to say in the coming days. This moment is about much more than a House leadership fight.
No. Okay.
Well, good for her. I mean, she's, still a spectacular asshole and her politics are horrific and she's a Cheney.
Yes.
But if she wants to help tamp down these fascist fuckwads, right. then, go for it.
And ultimately this must be good for the Democrats.
I mean,
it is, these people are scary. I mean, listen, is it good for the Democrats? Is it not? It doesn't fucking matter. These people are monsters and this is how it's going to go. They're going to be monsters until somebody beats them back into the forest or they kill each other or something. They're going to act crazy.
Then it goes through what Trump did and everything for the election. He encouraged thousands in attendance to march to the Capitol to intimidate Pence and Congress into reversing his 306 to 232 electoral college loss and let him retain power. Then he watched from the White House as hundreds of them stormed the building after Trump tweeted that Pence had lacked the courage to overturn his loss. Many in the mob began chanting, "Hang Mike Pence," as they searched for him.
Jesus, Donald. I mean, whoever wrote, they threatened Mike Pence. I mean, they They did. They built the gallows and, you know, pretty intense. He didn't give a shit. He didn't care. It didn't bother him. It didn't make him have any kind of moment. You know, what would it, if this had happened and Obama was president, what would have happened? I mean, it wouldn't have happened, but yeah. Obama would have came on TV and would have been like, everybody needs to, I can't do Obama, but you know, everybody needs to go home.
Yeah.
Quit rioting. He wouldn't have told the insurrectionists that he loved them. I don't.
Well, it wouldn't have happened. He wouldn't have sent people to go intimidate Biden.
Are you sure? I love you.
Ruth Ben Gayet, a history professor at NYU and yes. a fascism expert.
Okay.
Said their fealty to Trump is more proof of where the party is headed. Quote, the move to purge Liz Cheney is another example of the authoritarian style party discipline adopted by Trump's GOP. It is more evidence that the GOP has become a far right party beholden to a leader cult.
Yeah.
Tom Nichols says the only saving grace is Trump's lack of competence, even at being an effective authoritarian.
Quote,
the Soviets banished people from the party or worse for disloyalty. The best the GOP can do is run a primary election against Cheney while an old crank in Florida issues angry memos that no one is going to read.
Right. Putin handles this shit differently.
And it's a different country.
Yeah, we're lucky that we don't have, I don't know what Russia's system is. Like when Putin does something that some branch of the government is suspect of, I guess they call up their inspector general. They file a report and then a investigation is launched into the Putin administration.
And then some Novichok is deployed.
Nice. Or they get thrown out of a window, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of that happens to those kind of people.
Right.
It's kind of interesting. Very coincidental.
Right.
They accidentally fly off of balconies.
Trump
and
is
stuff.
Like, why can't we do that?
So that's the headline over to the HuffPo.
Yay.
Talking about this creepy shit going on.
Really good.
And this bullshit in Arizona is fascist as fuck. These GOPers in Arizona allowed a private company of crackpots to put their grubby, Trump-loving fingers on actual ballots and count them.
Are these ninjas or something?
Cum Ninja or whatever the hell it is. Trump Ninja. I forget what it is. Something ninja. Cyber ninja.
What does this... I was listening to Maddow talk about this shit. What is up with this bamboo that the GOP is on about? They're looking for, like, bamboo surrounding these ballots because they think the ballots in Arizona, some of them were sent from China. I'm serious. I'm fucking serious. I'm not kidding.
Do they have... dogs that are trained to smell panda shit?
I don't know. I don't know. But
oh my God, they're so fucking crazy.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. But I know that was a thing.
Same headline basically over at Drudge Report. Knives out for Cheney.
Yay! Oh shit!
It says she's defiant.
Hey. Well, listen, be defiant all you want, Liz, but I think this is where someone has to take you aside and say, did you see how it went for Mike Pence? Are we going to ignore that? Are you going to be as dumb and as aloof as Romney and just walk up to these people and beg them to?
Oh, she's smarter than that. I think she's.
Head for the hills. Get the fuck out. Game over, baby.
It says she wrote an op-ed.
Yes.
In the Washington Post.
Right.
That the GOP must steer away from the dangerous and anti-democratic Trump cult of personality.
Oh, okay. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for the newsflash.
Good luck with this.
No fucking shit. What?
The Republican Party is at a turning point, and Republicans must decide whether we are going to choose truth and fidelity to the Constitution.
Are you shitting me? You guys want to shut the government down when the marriage equality passes. I mean, you always do shitty things. I mean, you're
and she's one of the ones who happily spread shit in the garden to help the Trump monster grow and to help this party lurch into authoritarianism.
You fertilized this jolly green Trump giant, did you not, Liz? Didn't you?
But history's watching, she said. Our children are watching. We must be brave enough to defend the basic principles that underpin and protect our freedom and our democratic process. I'm committed to doing that no matter what the short-term political consequences might be.
I think I would be done with these people because they are fucking crazy. You know, and they are organized crazy too. I mean, all those people, however you feel about the chaos at the Capitol, they all got there and did it. You know, I mean...
On Tuesday, Kevin McCarthy, that numbnuts, reportedly said of Cheney, I've had it with her. You know, I've lost confidence.
No, oh, okay. Dumb fuck.
Scalise.
Steve Scalise.
The number two there said that he's pledged his support for Elise Stefanik, the Trumpian asshole from New York.
Excuse me. Steve Scalise is the guy that got shot playing softball.
Yes.
And he still
wants everybody to have guns.
God damn, they must be giving you lots of money, Steve. You almost died, didn't he?
Yeah, he was in bad shape. Cheney's op-ed asserted that it's not simply enough to look the other way on Trump's unfounded election claims. Trump is Trump is seeking to unravel critical elements of our constitutional structure that make democracy work. Confidence in the result of elections and the rule of law. No other American president has ever done this. While embracing or ignoring Trump's statements might seem attractive to some for fundraising and political purposes,
yes,
that approach will do profound long-term damage to our party and to our country.
You know, the funny thing about the fundraising thing is he's just taking the money. He's taking the money and he's spending it on himself, and he's not investing it into races, right?
Right.
And he doesn't care if they lose. He just wants it. He wants to be able to fundraise and make some cash.
We need Democrats that in states that have open primaries to go out and if the Democratic race isn't competitive, go and vote for in a primary. I mean, vote in the Republican primary and vote out these Trumpists.
Yeah, but if you vote out the Trumpists by voting for another kind of Republican?
Yeah. It's just in the primary. And then you vote Democrat for the... But if it's not... If it's a competitive race for Democrat, obviously vote, you know, who you feel should win the race. But if it's one Democrat and there's two or three Republicans in a primary, and they're sane and Trumpy, Democrats should go vote for the sane Republican. Republicans did that.
Yeah.
In the a lot of the Republicans said they were going to vote in the Democratic primary in states where you can, where you don't have to, like if you're registered, you don't have to, like here, you have to register.
Shouldn't
you vote
for whoever your Democrat would most likely beat? I mean, shouldn't that be how you're thinking? Because these Republicans are fucking monsters. I mean, it would be, that idea is interesting if we don't live, we live in a, these people are fucking crazy. They're literally nuts.
Cheney then pointed out that McCarthy, in the wake of the attack on the Capitol, said Trump bears responsibility for the attack and should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding. But McCarthy has now changed his story, she said.
Oh, has he? Because he was scared, right? He was there. And I remember that we heard the audio of that call, correct? Of the McCarthy call, didn't we?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, he was freaked out because that mob was coming his ass.
Cheney rejects Trump's persistent claims about a rigged election that cast doubt on U.S. institutions. She says this is immensely harmful, especially as we now compete on the world stage against communist China and its claims that democracy is a failed system. Same with Putin.
Yeah.
Look at this open democracy bullshit.
Right, right. Well, I mean, our democracy, where did our democracy get us? Well, let's see. A pandemic, 500,000 fucking people dead, and this fucking wacko Trump, and this Frankenstein of a bunch of Republicans that are radicalized or something.
Yeah. There you go. The headline, same headline at the Drudge.
You know, it's the government has to figure out a way to protect people from these Republicans because they are crazy motherfuckers.
We do have COVID news.
Yes.
The poor pharma stocks apparently took a hit yesterday when we announced we were going to open up the COVID vaccines to people.
But that's great news, though. I mean, for the universe.
The U.S.'s sudden support for a waiver of patent protections for COVID-19 vaccines is headed for potentially thorny negotiations at the WTO, the World Trade Organization.
Yes.
Oversharing the proprietary know-how needed to boost global supplies, U.S. Trade Rep Catherine Tai said, in terms of how soon the WTO can deliver, that literally depends on the WTO members collectively being able to deliver. It says the EU and China are willing to take part in the debate.
Yeah.
Pharmaceutical executives reacted with anger, and their stock prices tumbled worldwide.
Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Every other fucking pandemic, disease, infection you own. You own all this stuff. And the billions of hard-on pills you produce. And the pills for bald guys and shit like that. You have everything else. But you don't get coronavirus vaccine or whatever. Fuck you.
This change in long-standing American policy will not save lives. Said Stephen Ubel, the president and CEO of Pharma, the biopharma industry's lobbying group.
Go fuck
this
yourself,
isn't going to save anyone.
Oh, yes. Yes. Fuck you. Get out of the way, drug dealer. We're trying to save the fucking planet, you lunatic.
It also hurt other pharma companies worldwide because if, you know, there was a German company working on a vaccine, and now if America's going to open up their patents,
right,
that company might not need to.
Yes.
So their stocks went down.
Hey, pharma, maybe that means the party's over. Because honestly, let's say, you know, there's able to be a patent waiver for the whole delivery system of the vaccine, all the shit that goes into it, how you make it and all that shit.
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know the...
So if we figure that out, then why would we go back to the system where they price gouge us?
Oh, they will.
Fuck them. No.
They will.
God.
India, again, record deaths and record cases within the last 24 hours.
Okay. That's bad news.
Other bad news, scientists experimenting in the lab have found that the coronavirus that causes COVID-19 is capable of infecting two types of brain cells,
okay,
neurons and astrocytes. The findings could shed light on a possible reason for the bewildering array of neurological symptoms that some people have.
Jesus.
It's fucking with their brains.
Right, right.
COVID-19 is best known as a respiratory disease, but for many victims, it also triggers an array of problems, including memory lapse, fatigue, certain sluggish, fuzzy feelings, often referred to as a brain fog.
Yeah.
But now they think they may know it may have something to do with affecting certain brain cells.
Oh, so this is good news, so they can fix it. Maybe. I don't know.
It says, so they're looking into it. There you go.
Okay.
It gets pretty technical from here. I'm not going to try to read these big words.
Yeah. Well, Trump wouldn't have. He wanted to put a light bulb in your ass and have you drink some bleach.
So they're learning more about it, which is
Yay.
Good, I guess.
That's right.
How it affects people.
Yeah.
So it's not just a lung thing.
It's like a brain thing. And
can fuck with your brain and give you all kinds of weird symptoms.
Yeah.
They found that it can also make people, I think, who have diabetes much worse.
Oh, really? Why? Because of the circulation?
Or they get it. A research team found, it said diabetes appeared to strike COVID-19 survivors. They wanted to crunch the numbers again. They thought they couldn't be right, but weeks later they returned the same findings after sifting through millions of patient records. COVID-19 isn't just deadlier for people with diabetes. It's also triggering diabetes in some people who didn't previously have it.
Oh, my God. That's really fucked up.
Among the ripple effects, the worsening of the global diabetes burden could carry a heavy public health toll.
Jesus.
The underlying mechanisms for new onset diabetes aren't clear, although some doctors suspect the virus damages the pancreas.
Oh.
The gland that makes the insulin needed to convert blood sugar into energy.
Right.
Sedentary lifestyles brought on by lockdowns could also be playing a role.
Yeah.
As might diagnoses after people avoided doctors' offices.
Right. Right.
So, you know, they're not totally sure yet that it's causal, but
yeah,
they are finding some children's mild coronavirus cases can be filed by swift onset of diabetes.
Damn, that sucks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you very much. Good one. That was a good one.
Good news, bad news.
Right.
Again, learning more.
The more you learn about this, the shittier it gets.
But the more we know about it.
Right. Right.
And hopefully the more we can
figure
out how to combat it.
Yay.
And then you'll like this one.
Okay. A snake.
You'll probably have an opinion on this.
A snake bit someone in the dick in Florida.
No, it's a COVID story still.
Okay.
We're still in the COVID block.
Yay.
This is the San Francisco Gate.
Okay.
Cruise lines can soon begin trial voyages in U.S. waters with volunteer passengers.
Fuck you, man.
Helping test whether the ships can sail safely and effectively during a pandemic.
We have to say no to things.
People are so desperate to get on cruises.
Are they? These cruises are running out of money. There's no way they're not going to just... Can we do something so these billionaires can go out of business without killing the planet? God, that's what this is. There's no reason we should have the cruise industry right now.
The CDC gave ship operators final technical guidelines today for the trial runs. The CDC action is a step toward resuming cruises in U.S. waters, possibly by July, as they say down south.
Wait a second.
For the first time since March 2020.
Pump the fucking brakes. Obviously, you are not allowed on the boat unless you are fully motherfucking vaccinated. Correct.
Well, let's
obviously
check. Each practice cruise, they'll run 2 to 7 days, must have enough passengers to meet at least 10% of ship capacity. Volunteers must be 18 or older and either fully vaccinated or free of medical conditions that would put them at high risk for severe COVID. So that doesn't mean you have to be fully vaccinated.
Then go fuck yourself.
You can just say, I feel fine.
I mean, you know, if you said there's somewhere I can go with a bunch of people and it's guaranteed everyone there is fully vaccinated, all of a sudden the cruise thing doesn't sound like a bad idea if everybody on that fucking boat is fucking vaccinated. But if you have some fucking bullshit, what? What was that? What did you say that was?
Like,
what? If you're healthy and you have a good immune system?
Free of medical conditions that would put them at high risk
what
for severe COVID.
What does that mean? Does that mean that?
Diabetes, no emphysema,
then
no.
Then you don't have to have a vaccination to get on the boat.
Yes. Correct.
That is the stupidest shit I've ever fucking heard.
I agree.
There's the problem. I figured out the problem. You don't need to run all these tests. That's your problem, dumb fucks.
The ship operator must tell passengers they are simulating untested safety measures and, quote, sailing during a pandemic is an inherently risky activity.
I went into a bar in Mexico that had a metal detector. I mean, my fucking God.
You said just go hang out in the gym, right? That nobody's ever there.
Oh, in a boat? In that?
That's probably the safest place. Carnival Cruise Line.
I was there all the time. That's where, I mean, it was great. No one was there. I was on the, one day I was on the elliptical all by myself. This beautiful view of, you know, the world. And a bunch of other cruise ships dumping their shit everywhere. It really, the industry should go away. We know it's bad for the environment. We know the cruise industry is not great to their labor. We know this. So what are we, they're going to spread COVID. Okay, so everybody's vaccinated. I'm trying to understand, okay, their business model, right?
Their passengers must be examined for COVID-19 symptoms before and after the trip, and at least 75% must be tested at end. This is a test, you know. They're not, these are tests they're allowing them to take. But are these, do these volunteers, they're not, they're paying, I would assume, right? They're not, it's not, hey, who wants to sign up for a free cruise and see if you catch the COVID?
Listen, guys, people have
is
to,
it?
Someone in the, I know we have adults in the fucking government who can tell these people, you have to have, everyone has to be vaccinated on your fucking boat.
Restrictions on board will include face masks and social distancing.
Okay.
The CDC will allow guided shore excursions.
There's your problem.
No wandering about on your own if tour operators, again, follow certain standards.
Yeah.
Ships must make at least one practice run before resuming regular cruises in U.S. waters, okay. Although operators will be able to avoid the requirement if they vouch that 98% of the crew and 95% of passengers are vaccinated.
Then you can wander about like a fuckhead. I don't understand any of this. Listen, just take people in a little group to the Mexican drugstore where everybody goes and you buy all the illegal shit and then bring them back to the boat. That's all anybody wants to fucking do. And look out for the federales. Don't go on a cruise in a pandemic. This is stupid fucking shit.
Sure.
But to me, I see if everybody on the boat is vaccinated, then nobody gets sick, correct? If everybody on the boat is vaccinated, nobody gets sick.
Well, not guaranteed, but yeah.
Why?
Highly improbable.
Highly improbable. Why don't they do it like that?
Well, they might. That's they said.
That
if,
one thing
if a cruise company says nobody's coming on without being vaccinated, I don't know how they enforce that, but
you got to do something with a chip.
Well, didn't they?
Your chip, yeah.
Scan us like a dog.
I hate this. I hate that there's people out there that won't in here in this. People won't wear masks, won't get vaccinated. Fuck you, God. Go volunteer for this death cruise.
It doesn't say here in the story what
the model for a
the parameters are.
It needs to be everyone's vaccinated, because when you're on a cruise, everyone, and especially this is where you will get fucked. Now you have to pay the upcharge to be in the elite levels of everything, only because there will be less people there. If you're in, you know, the general population on this cruise, everybody needs to be vaccinated, because everybody goes to the same place. You go to the hamburger deck. Where there's just, you go to the hamburger deck, you go to the
deck.
Sure.
There's a whole deck for hamburgers?
Yeah, this drunk tourist wandering around, like ketchup all over their hands. Everybody's digging in the fucking
ketchup. There a vomit deck?
I think that's the
vomitorium.
Boat. Yeah, the boat.
Yeah.
Welcome to the boat. I mean, you know, but all the food is buffet style, except one restaurant. It's very fancy. But.
Is food included, except for the fancy restaurant? Probably
food is included in.
But the fancy restaurant is probably more.
Oh
right?
No, that's an extra.
Yeah, yeah,
that's a lot extra. But food is included, and it's all at the same time and all at the same place.
That's like school.
That's why a cruise is a rough idea. I mean, it's
not just like a buffet that's open 24/7. You can waddle over there and grab some prime rib like Vegas whenever you want.
Not trying to brag, I can only speak from the one Carnival cruise line I took.
Mobile, Alabama to Puerto Vallarta? Cancun?
No, neither of those. I don't remember. I don't know now. Damn it. Fuck.
Anyway.
That doesn't matter. They sounded Verona. I went to Verona and some other fucking place. What are we talking about?
The cruise ships.
Oh, yeah. You just can't. You cannot. The only thing open 24 hours on the cruise ship is the pizza thing. The pizza thing is open like it from 1 a.m. to like 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. The only thing open is this pizza thing, right? And it's in the line at 1:30 a.m. for pizza is so sad. It's just like eventually the guy's like, we just have cheese left. And the guy on pizza duty is the angriest motherfucker because he's everybody's wasted. They're on the line for pizza. So there's pizza and there's also a soft serve ice cream machine is open. Pizza, soft serve ice cream machine. Those two things are always running on that Carnival cruise line. This is the way the cruise line works. Once you get everybody back from their last port of the thing, they drop a brick on that gas pedal and they don't give a shit how seasick everybody gets. They just go as fast as they can because they're just trying to get back before these motherfuckers eat them out of profits.
And everybody's
broke at this point.
Everybody's
too.
Yeah, lost all their and money and they're broke.
And mad at each other and drunk and they can't afford any more booze and they're out of the Xanax they smuggled in.
I have never been on a cruise and I really don't have any great desire to. I like to go places or I don't know. I like to fly there and have that time. I don't want to be on a floating hotel.
That is very dangerous. I was on the floating hotel and there was a few moments when the lights flickered on and off because I don't know, the weather was bad or something. And no one gave a shit.
Poseidon Adventure shit.
Yeah, no one gave a fuck. I asked this person who's delivering drinks, is everything okay? And she's like, what are you talking about? This is on the way back. This is the rough part of the trip because, you know, they're going so fast and the weather's shitty, but they don't fucking care. And the lights are going on and off. Then I saw all these guys because Carnival Cruise, that they have these weird, like, everybody that's involved in driving the boat has like Star Trek looking uniforms or something. And they just look very important and they carry themselves in a very important way, but they are piloting, I don't know, this fucking cruise ship, but they were all having a meeting with the power was going on and off in the bar. And I was just imagining they were trying to figure out how they were going to deploy the lifeboats or something. Because that's the first thing you do on the cruise is you do the safety drill for what happens if the boat sinks. You have to go to your safety location.
Oh, you probably went to Cozumel.
Oh, I went to Cozumel. I did. But you have to go to your safety locations where you're when the boat's sinking, you have to go somewhere.
You have to push the women and children out of the way.
My friend said,
and get to
my friend said, fuck that. We're getting off this fucking boat. And seeing it, I was like, yeah, you're right. Fuck off this thing.
Elsewhere in the news.
Yay.
This is, we didn't talk about this. This was, yesterday. There's an Ohio. Now there's an Idaho, Idaho state rep. Let's call him a Republican.
Yes.
Who now has an intern accusing him of rape.
Oh.
19-year-old intern.
Jeez. What party again?
He's a Republican.
Oh, okay. Let me write that down. I might forget.
But it gets so much worse.
What?
Because another... one of these lawmakers, let me read the story.
Jesus.
Doxed this girl.
The accuser?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And you know, now she's getting death threats. And the harassment began soon after a report by a 19-year-old intern who alleged an Idaho lawmaker raped her became public. After the report became public. One state representative sought a copy of the police report, made inquiries into how the young woman herself could be referred for criminal charges for reporting
the
alleged rape. Another shared links to a far-right blog post that included the intern's name, photo, and personal details about her life. That shared it with thousands of people in a newsletter and on social media.
See, these people get so fucking violent. It's so fucking crazy, man.
Members of a far-right anti-government activist group tried to follow and harass her after she was called to testify in a legislative public ethics hearing. She told the Associated Press, I can take criticism. I can take people laying out their opinion on me, but this is overwhelming.
Right. This is the war on women.
Right. And golly gee, why are women afraid to come forward sometimes?
I mean, this is insane. The lawmaker doxed her, or someone just leaked her info. God.
The investigation into then Representative Aaron Von Ellinger, a Republican from Lewiston, apparently he's not anymore.
Jesus Christ.
Underscores why many alleged sex crimes go unreported. While the Me Too movement made it clear that sexual harassment and assault remains a widespread problem, survivors can face stigma and disbelief when they come forward.
Yes.
Oh my God. About 3 of every 4 sexual assaults go unreported.
Oh my God.
Wow. Data from the U.S. Bureau of Justice Statistics shows that as many as 1/5 of sexual violence survivors who chose not to report their crimes to police cited the fear of retaliation as a primary reason.
Jeez, this Republican law, these fucking Republicans, man.
The Idaho probe began in March after the intern reported the lawmaker raped her in his apartment after they went to a Boise restaurant.
Jeez.
Von Ellinger denied all wrongdoing and maintains they had consensual sex. The Boise Police Department is investigating.
Right.
A legislative ethics committee voted unanimously last week that Von Ellinger engaged in, quote, conduct unbecoming a lawmaker.
Wow.
He resigned from the full house before they could vote.
Right.
On whether to remove him from office.
His name is Ellinger?
E-H-L-I-N-G-E-R.
Ellinger! What a creep.
But the harassment of the victim did not stop. Members of the far right are still attacking her. Some calling her disparaging names, and they keep posting her photo.
See, like, how do we talk? You can't tolerate a party that is going to foment violence and put targets on people's backs.
Oh my God. She says, you know that photo everyone's posting of me? I am 12 years old in that photo. I'm not even a teenager there, and they're sharing it, calling me nasty.
Jesus.
But the truth cannot be altered. She first began working at the Idaho State House a year ago, helping with legislative committees under the legislature's high school PAGE program.
Right.
She came back this year as an intern, hoping to prepare for a future career in government. She said she agreed to Von Ellinger's dinner invitation because she was hoping to network and was excited. Oh, it's like an acting class from Cosby.
Yeah, or Kevin Spacey.
She was excited to go to a restaurant that cost far more than what she could afford on her near minimum wage salary.
And so this guy's, I'm going to take advantage of this person.
After dinner, he brought her back to his apartment rather than her car because he said he'd forgotten something. Oh, I forgot something.
So he lied to get her up in her apartment.
Once there, she said he pinned her down, forced her to perform oral sex, despite the fact that she said no in several ways and froze. She's petite. He is a big dude. She says he has a collection of guns.
Oh, my God.
Fight or flight was never an option, she said.
Jesus.
She said during the sexual assault, she tried to focus on something else.
Right.
I fixated on his curtains because they're bright red. I named them American Red in my head because it was bright like the stripes of the flag. I just stared at it. I will never forget how disgusting I felt.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. These people.
She reported the incident. There were forensic exams, reports to the Idaho Attorney General, interviews with ethics committee. The committee eventually announced the public hearing would be held in April. Within hours, Von Ellinger's supporters, crazy fucking lunatic Republicans
yeah.
began publicizing her identity within hours. One of his attorneys released a letter to the media that included her real name.
Well, what are these people fighting for? For this Erlinger guy
yeah.
who resigned?
She's lying!
It's just the cause to me just seems...
Two far-right websites posted Doe's name and Jane Doe, she goes by, and details about her life. One including her photo.
Right. I mean, they just want to show they have power, right? I mean, that's what this is.
Representative Priscilla Giddings, a Republican from a tiny community of Whitebird,
yes,
Idaho, shared the link with the victim's name and photo in a newsletter to constituents and said the allegations are nothing more than, quote, a liberal smear job.
Oh, and so in the newsletter, they doxed her in the newsletter.
A representative. A state rep.
They mean a letter like that gets printed out and passed out? Or
probably a MailChimp or something.
It's crazy.
She also shared the blog post with thousands of followers on social media, making the intern's identity widely known.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
Representative Heather Scott, a Republican from the community of Blanchard,
yeah.
filed a public record request with the city of Boise seeking a copy of the young woman's police report.
Well, are you trying to hunt this person down because they're accusing this guy who this slime ball of rape? Is that what's going on? They're protecting this.
Yeah, this asshole load? Republican, Heather Scott, approached a Democrat representative, Melissa Wintrow, to ask about how a person who files a false police report alleging sexual assault could be charged.
Are there any other Republicans that have heard this story? Do you guys want to use any of your influence to make these people do the right thing?
God, is there just garbage people?
Anyone?
No.
There's no adult.
This Democratic representative that this asshole approached is a board member for the Idaho Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence, which is helping represent the victim. Yeah. So this Republican knew what she was doing. She went up to this person whose organization
right.
is representing the victim and said, God, you know, what happens to a person who files a police report about a sexual assault? How can they be charged, a false police report?
Yeah, yeah. God. they just have to go away, this party. It's just, they're just so fucking nasty.
She said she didn't know it was public until her next shift at the state house, the victim.
Oh, God.
When she showed up, she knew the mood around her was different. The secretaries let me know that Giddings had done that. That's the representative who sent out the newsletter. And they were showing me the article, and my life came crashing before my eyes. She showed up for work partly because the ethics committee told her she needed to be available. She felt like she was under a magnifying glass.
Yeah. Good God.
Lawyers from the AG's office questioned her about her movements around
Good
the state
God.
House.
She's the one that got raped. She is the victim, but she is being interrogated. What about this guy? What about the guy that fucking did it?
She testified publicly before the ethics committee, but under Jane Doe.
Yeah.
She already testified in private. Only to be stopped when she began the difficult process of describing the alleged rape by a committee member who said it might make both Doe and the committee uncomfortable.
Well,
you don't have to tell us that. It might make us uncomfortable.
Oh, my God.
So they didn't say it might make you uncomfortable. It might make us and you uncomfortable.
Now, you want this victim to take into account your feelings. It's insane. You people are crazy. Ha, 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 ha.
She was shielded from public view during the hearing. And the committee warned everyone her identity should stay private. As she left the hearing, some onlookers who were there in support of Von Ellinger rushed out to try to film her.
to film her?
Yeah, some of this Republican scumbag supporters.
Because they wanted to have her out face her, out there. Jesus. But for what? For what? Just for this guy? Because they're crazy woman-hating lunatics? Are they radicalized or something?
Oh, my God. They swarmed her. She ended up curled up in a ball on the floor as her legal team tried to shield her with umbrellas.
Holy shit.
These thugs were trying to get close to her to videotape her and take photos.
They are thugs. That is true. This is horrific.
She said there were like 8 policemen there, state police. They were watching, not doing anything. And they said, we're not allowed to take sides.
No, dumb fucks. No. I'm no lawyer. But I think when there's a rape, that you cops,
well, yeah, but
fucking
she,
cops are supposed to take the side of the victim, not the rapist.
Security footage obtained showed one state trooper standing in a way that helped shield her from onlookers, though.
Wow.
Another officer appeared to talk to the people in the hall while other officers stood off to the side.
Oh, okay.
Eventually, the officers did escort her out of the building.
Wow, thank you. Wow, that's good. Great.
So what? Just loathsome subhumans. These Republicans are, and these are state legislators. These are supposed to be adults.
So what do these assholes do to get these lunatics so riled up? Do they just make this person? Is this person the same bad guy that say Hillary Clinton is?
Who, Von Erlinger? Ellinger?
No. This victim that they're going after, that they're doxing. Like, how do the Republicans? How do they do this? How do they get everybody upset at this victim? Because she's calling out this.
Because they're
white
Republicans,
Moana.
And any yeah. woman that accuses a Republican of sexual impropriety is a giant lying whore.
Wow, that is a very horrible tenet of your party, I think.
According to them.
Yes, I think that's a horrible. I don't know.
There you go.
Right.
Aaron Von Ellinger.
Not really a lot of great stories about these Republicans lately. I mean, I don't
lately,
know.
Lately, yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know what that's, you know, yeah. ever, I guess. But, geez. My God, guys. Fuck.
And then there's a story from a local paper, Idaho Press.
Yeah.
The drama in Idaho's 6th legislative district continued amid allegations one of the candidates nominated to replace former Representative Aaron Von Ellinger.
Yes.
Might be a closet Democrat.
You're worried about that?
The mere possibility of someone with, quote, liberal views being appointed to Von Ellinger's House seat was reportedly enough to spark an emergency meeting of the district's Republican Central Committee. Oh, my God.
But he's a rapist.
No, he's gone.
Oh,
this
okay.
is a one of the people running to replace.
Oh, right.
There was a rumor that they might be a secret closet Democrat.
Well, again, an improvement to what you had because your last guy was a rapist. That would be an improvement to what you had.
Following his resignation, the 6th Legislative District Republican Central Committee held a nearly 5-hour meeting Monday night to choose his successor.
Yeah.
Comprised of about 36 precinct captains, the committee nominated 8 people to the position.
Right.
The top 3 choices, they gave the names, who gives a fuck? Those 3 names were submitted to the governor, who has 15 days to appoint one of them.
Yay.
To fill out the remainder of Von Ellinger's terms. The governor's office confirmed it has received the names. However, less than 12 hours after the marathon session concluded, the meeting to decide who.
Yes.
Some precinct captains reportedly began questioning this one, Hannah Leidke, president and CEO of Opportunities Unlimited.
Yes.
She was one of the names given up.
Okay.
What they found was some old social media posts that were construed as me displaying liberal views, she said.
Okay.
One photo shows her posing at an airport with Vermont Senator and Democrat presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. Oh, no, she still smells like him.
Don't y'all like Bernie? Where is this?
Idaho.
Oh, come on. Somebody there likes Bernie. Come on. It's Bernie.
Idaho is where they wanted, they put a bill forth that didn't, fortunately didn't make it past committee, but they tried.
Yeah.
To allow fundamentalist, crazy Christian parents to allow their kids to die with having no medical intervention.
Again, the Republicans suck. Your party is done. You guys are toast. You're dangerous. You're disgusting. You have a fetish for rapists.
Yeah, we're cutting in and out a lot. I apologize to everyone. It appears we might be cutting in and out.
Gunshine state. Tons of snakes. No fucking internet worth a shit.
In the photo, she's wearing a shirt. In the photo with Bernie Sanders, she's wearing a shirt for Ben Carson.
What?
Because he was running at the same time.
Okay, so this is a person that favors Ben Carson.
She said, I thought a picture of Bernie Sanders with me in my Ben Carson t-shirt would be funny. I certainly did not campaign for Bernie, nor did I vote for him.
So she's, no, it makes for a very interesting picture. Oh, I get it. You're like, you're standing next to Bernie the same way you would an interesting statue or something. It's just, she's not really into Bernie, guys.
So she describes herself as a lifelong conservative. Her views on a variety of issues were entirely consistent with the other seven candidates when they narrowed it down to three.
Like, no, I'm a racist just like you guys. I swear to God.
But nobody talked to her about it. All they did was call an emergency meeting. Oh my God, there's a picture of her with Bernie Sanders.
Because somebody's going to send an email and raise money off of it. Probably.
Oh God, these people are really stupid.
Where do you get a Ben Carson t-shirt?
Oh, she thinks it was one of her opponents that didn't make the cut. She said they're miffed they weren't selected. I'm an outsider. They're pissed off and they want to make me look bad.
Listen, you're wearing a Ben Carson t-shirt. For real. I don't know anyone with a Ben Carson t-shirt. I can't imagine.
So this is how crazy they are. They had to have an emergency meeting. An emergency super secret meeting because one of their candidates had a picture on an old social media post standing next to fucking Bernie Sanders, even though she was wearing a Ben Carson t-shirt.
Your fucking children. And some of you Republicans are actually fucking children.
God, I wish we had. I wish there was tape of that meeting.
Yeah.
Can you believe? Have you seen this picture? Have you seen this? Who the fuck are we sending up to Boise?
Well, damn. I mean, and my question is, who is this? I mean, it is interesting, though, right? A Ben Carson t-shirt also hanging out with Bernie. Very interesting.
I mean, well, she's an asshole, too, I'm sure, if she's a lifelong conservative. But
what do you like if you're a Ben Carson fan to the point you have a t-shirt with his face on it? What about his platform appealed to you? I will wait because you must have an answer.
He kind of just agreed with everything that all the other assholes said, right? I mean,
do you remember that night during the campaign, the Republican primary, the crazy one in 2016? Remember that?
Narrow it down.
No, that was the crazy primary.
Was that the one where Trump,
they fucked their entrances up?
Yes.
And Ben Carson, I think, fucked it up. And it was just...
Right. And then Trump passed him by.
Yeah.
He was afterwards Ben Carson was standing there like, yeah. Yeah.
I think that's the moment that did it for him. He took charge, I guess. I don't know. God, I people that voted for him, I just don't know what your fucking problem is.
Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jesus, what's up?
Every Friday here.
What's up, Jesus? What are you doing? Are you doing anything? Are you dead?
We'll have some of our Oh yeah, thank you, Shaman's Nipples. Had the
Shaman.
How
Nipples.
To say fire in French? I hadn't seen that yet. But thank you for sending it.
Sure, right?
Fee. Thank you. Tweet us during the show, everybody, at Crab Diving.
Merci beaucoup.
Or massages. I just closed what I was fucking looking at.
Oh, I hate that.
There we go. tomorrow is Faithless Friday.
Jeebus.
But the, oh God, DeSantis. When a new coach, Dave, clip appears.
Oh my God.
He's on the fast track list as
Coach
Baker.
Dave alert. I mean, he could crank one out tonight before tomorrow's show. So,
and here is, well, here it goes. This needs no intro. Here's okay. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer.
I feel like it's been a while since we've heard from this asshole.
Coach Dave, Ohio. Preacher lives somewhere where he gets to go and harass women seeking health care.
Oh, that's right.
Seeking reproductive health care.
God, Coach Dave, are you ashamed?
Spend some of his time.
Aren't you ashamed that you do that?
No.
Does he have any shame?
Utterly no.
Okay.
0.0 shame.
Oh, okay.
I'm convinced. Here he is. Coach Dave Dobe.
I'm going to tell you something. This whole racism thing is from the pit of hell.
Okay. Well, I agree.
Let me write that down.
However, I don't think he's coming at it from the same... From the same place we are.
The pit of hell. Where is that? Is that in Wyoming?
Sure. Idaho.
Oh, Idaho. You're right.
Racism thing is from the pit of hell. It's from the pit of hell. It is the divide and conquer a weapon that they are using. It is. Let's say it again. I'm going to say it again.
Oh,
there is
do.
No racism.
Okay. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, good news then.
There is no racism, wow. Says Coach Dave.
Is he, let me refresh HuffPo, but I don't think that's the headline. Is this true?
I don't think so.
Right.
There is no racism in America. Oh, there's pockets of it. There's no, hey, folks, there's a lot more of anti-Christian bigotry. Can you imagine?
He says there's more anti-Christian bigotry than there is racism in this country.
They're pockets of racism.
This is the persecution complex of these motherfuckers.
Right, and I think we might be in a pocket of racism.
There's
right
one or two racists out there, I'll admit, but nothing compared to the gazillions of people that hate Christians. I mean, loving, Coach, kind,
yeah,
good to your neighbor Christians.
Can't Coach Dave admit that he's kind of racist? Like, Coach Dave is racist,
he's, are
right?
You listening to
Don't
this?
You think?
Of course. By the fact that he's saying this, he's a racist.
Right, right.
Hey, folks, there's a lot more anti-Christian bigotry. Can you imagine if Reggie and his crew had shown up at a Black Lives Matter event? Now, I can't even use them. What if they'd have shown up at a NAACP event and they started to harass them? What if all those white faces were there harassing the blacks? Oh, you'd have never seen the end of it, right? But
wait, when you say white faces,
all these white faces harassing the blacks. Dave's not a racist at all.
Why are you talking like this? White faces, all the white faces. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something.
Oops.
Oh, God, calm down, motherfucker.
I'm going to tell you something.
Black Lives Matter event. Now, I can't even use them. What if they'd have shown up at a NAACP event and they started to harass them? What if all those white faces were there harassing the blacks? Oh, you'd have never seen the end of it, right? But right. Satanists can come. Oh, yeah, the Satanists can come and they can berate and do whatever they want to white men with white. I'm just going to call it the way it is.
What is he talking about? What does that have to do with race?
Hey, listen.
How do you switch from race to Satanists?
Well, I'll tell you something, Dave. If a Satanist is doing something to your person or your body or doing harm to you, I guarantee you they don't want to do that to you because one of their tenets is they... Don't fuck with somebody else's motherfucking
Depending
body.
Depending on the Satanist, yeah.
Because it's their motherfucking body, Dave.
Satanists can come. Oh, yeah, the Satanists can come. And they can berate and do whatever they want to white men with white... I'm just going to call it the way it is, folks. White men with white faces. Christian white men. Wasps. White Anglo-Saxon Protestants are open game. Now, I'm not into a race war. I'm not into any of that stuff. But if you don't wake up and understand that there is an assault on white Christian Americans, you're going to wake up too late.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Right. Right.
Unbelievable.
He's I'm not, what did he say? I'm not trying to start a race war.
I'm not trying to start a race war.
But it's open season on white guys. White faces, look out.
Well, and his example is bullshit.
Yeah. He's so upset. You need to
What does it have to do with race?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because he went from that to Christians, but then it's white Christians. And then you notice where he ended up. White Anglo-Saxon Protestant males is where he ended up. Are the most persecuted. It's open season.
Right. But, you know, that white supremacy, and I don't know if it's at play here. Any white supremacy at play here?
Okay, I'll allow that.
Okay,
I'll say speculation.
Absolutely. I think what we have in play here is some white supremacy woven into some really wacky religiosity with a dash of these people really, I don't know, they're fucked up.
Country.
Yeah, and country for sure.
So there you go. Coach Dave, one of the poster children of wasp male butthurt.
Yes, I think you're
fragile faux persecution.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. Did the podcast, what are the podcast Oscars? I mean,
what do you mean?
Well, like that was a pretty good monologue Coach Dave had. I mean,
I don't know if his is a podcast because it's on video.
You don't think that moment so he would have to get a Webby for a snowflakey or something?
I'm sure some Christians,
some Christian prosecutor
nominated him for something, or he nominated himself for some award.
Right.
Republicans like to do that.
Right. Because that was some pretty good victimhood on his part.
Oh, yeah, spectacular.
Is he trying to say that white supremacist Christians are under attack?
White male Christians are under attack.
I'm sorry. Right. Okay.
He didn't use the word supremacist.
Yeah. Oh, that's me. I read into that.
Because he's not a racist.
Right. Somehow, but I did get that vibe, Dave. You might not. Okay. You say you're not a racist. I don't know. I'm going to say you're a racist. What do you think, Pat?
Yeah, if you're railing. What if we went to a NAACP meeting and all these white faces were harassing everybody? Well, that would be bad.
Yes. Is it happening, though? Are we doing that?
Well, yeah. No. But they're doing it to white males. Where?
Yes.
Are they counter-protesting your little snowflake bullshit? Then you're fair game. Are they walking into your churches?
No.
And interrupting your shit? No.
Right.
If you're out holding a hate rally and there are people that are adults that are mocking you, you fucking deserve it.
Yeah, and listen, man, I was out this past weekend in Pensacola. I saw the Jesus people out on Saturday night. They're just yelling at people going into a club saying you're going to hell and all this weird fucking shit. I mean, what do you get out of that? What do you think you're doing? Do they think that they're going to... That's the problem with the Christianity. They think they have to evangelize.
Well, yeah, they use that excuse.
You can ease up
yeah.
on that, guys. You can significantly ease up on that, correct? Pump the brakes.
Yeah, or stop.
Or stop. Boy, that's an even better
idea. Stopping, totally.
Yeah. What do you think, Shelby?
Don't want to hear it. Right. Don't care.
Sorry, Jesus. You've been sacked. Socked.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Right.
I'm trying to decide which story I want to read here. Let's do this one. This is more wonderful racism.
Yes.
From our beloved country.
Right.
This one's Georgia. You'll be shocked to learn there may be some racism in Georgia, despite maybe that's one of those pockets that Dave Dobenmeyer's talking about.
Pocket, you're talking about a racist pocket in Georgia. A pocket is like, I think we would be talking about a racist satchel.
A former Georgia deputy has pleaded guilty.
Yes.
To possessing unregistered firearms.
Oh, shit.
After the FBI launched an investigation into an extremist group.
Oh, fuck.
Georgia deputy. FBI agents discovered 28-year-old Cody Richard Griggers.
Wait, Griggers?
Griggers, G-R-I-G-G-E-R-S. Wrote in a group text that he manufactured and acquired illegal firearms.
Wow.
And also expressed views that were consistent with racially motivated violent extremism.
Yay! Well, look at this pocket of racism in Georgia. We've got racism. It sounds like we have domestic terrorism. What else is there? What else did you mention? Gun shit? I mean, I guess it's all related.
The court documents say members in this this group text or this group whatever who called themselves Shadow Moses, like parting Red Sea Moses,
yeah,
or Shadmo for short.
Shadmo.
Their group they texted each other about militia type prepping. Oh. Including lengthy discussions of weapons, combat gear, and survivalist techniques.
Are any of you artists? Do any of you want to wake up in the morning, write something beautiful, or paint something, or say something amazing, or sing? Play a fucking instrument. Is there anything you like that is not guns in KKK hoods? Fuck.
Griggers, former Georgia deputy.
Get a fucking hobby.
While he was still a deputy in the group text, he used frequent racial and homophobic slurs, made positive references to the Holocaust.
Excuse, to the Holocaust?
Yes.
Positive?
Oh, frequent positive references to the Nazi Holocaust.
I'm going to say that's a negative, Pat.
According to court documents.
That's a trait you want to avoid in a partner or hanging out with people.
Well, but get this.
Frequent positive.
somebody needs to do some investigating into every fucking arrest this cumrag was involved in, because he also, while a deputy with the Wilkinson County Sheriff's Office, in these chats, he described using excessive force on a theft suspect. Quote, "Oh, got wrapped up in my AR and forgot to tell y'all that I beat the shit out of a N-word.
Oh, wow.
Saturday."
Excuse, this is a law enforcement officer?
Former. He said, but he was at the time. He said after the suspect tried to steal from a local gun store, he beat him. He said this beating was, quote, sweet stress relief.
This is the problem with the cops. That's his solution. We have people in there with their solution is to beat them.
Yes.
That we're going to beat this person. That's the best they can do. Or mace them or shoot them or whatever. Fuck this. Fuck that guy.
He also said, this is terrifying, that he intended to charge black people with felonies in order to keep them from voting.
Yeah, you have to look into this guy.
He typed, "It's a sign of beautiful things to come. Also, I'm going to charge them with whatever felonies I can to take away their ability to vote."
Is that how these white supremacist cops, is that how they think? Is that what they're doing?
Well, you know, is this an anomaly?
Fuck no.
I wonder.
Fuck no. Of course not. There's somebody,
pocket,
this guy.
Little pocket of racism.
Right, in this weird little gigantic pocket of positive frequent Holocaust comments or whatever. They got a strategy. They want to hand out felonies so black people can't vote.
He also, in this group chat, spoke extensively about making suppressors and fully automatic weapons illegal and illegal, as well as about a theoretical civil war and killing liberal politicians.
God, listen, this guy.
He said he would use his position in law enforcement to see if his department, quote, will be siding with the enemy or not, and to get firearms.
Jesus. Okay.
Quote, "I want to get law enforcement only stuff like flashbangs and entry charges and say I use them in training when I really pocket them."
Oh, good. Wait. Okay. So can we have someone just look into all of this guy's shit? Please?
One of the other members said, "Yeah, I'll pay big money for bang and boom."
You can't do this. You can't get online and trade bombs and talk about hate crimes and brag about taking people's civil rights away and talk about your master plan to keep people from voting by handing out felonies.
This guy is a member of a California-based online group called Defend East County.
Excuse me.
He said, I'm ready to terrorize.
Okay. Hi, Merrick Garland. Can you send someone down to wherever the fuck this lunatic is and figure out what the fuck is going on? Because if we have cops, if is this how cops think? For real? Do they hand out felonies saying, well, this black person won't vote?
I'm sure he's not the first to come up with it.
Gross. What are we? This is very fucked up. What a horrible.
They found this group chat. The FBI found it because they were looking into this dude, the Defend East County guy, who said he'll pay big money for Bang and Boom. I'm ready to terrorize. The FBI had search warrants to search this dude's cell phone. He was subject of an FBI San Diego investigation.
Yeah.
This guy had written, his name is Gray Zamudio.
Zamudio.
Zamudio had written several Facebook posts stating, the only good liberal is a dead liberal.
Yeah.
I'm ready to die. I welcome Valhalla. That's the same shit that Alex Jones said. What is with these people?
Time out. Valhalla.
They really just jerk off to Viking fantasy.
I was going to say, I've heard Valhalla in Thor and that Viking TV show.
Yeah.
That Valhalla is something you see in the movies. This guy is a cop.
No, this guy is not a cop. The other one, they found the cop in the group chat while investigating this guy for terrorism shit. Man, he also posted, it's up to vigilante militia to crush the liberal terrorists.
Paint something, read something, do something that is not violent, and maybe...
Vigilante was spelled wrong.
Of course it was!
You'll be shocked to learn.
Oh, God. But if you did something, is there anything you're passionate about? White supremacist dick fuck? I guess not. I mean, really, these guys...
you're blowing shit up and...
What kind of life is that? That's all they want to do. They want terrorists. To play out. They want to play army with their dumb fucking militia guys.
So then these FBI agents found this cop in the chat. So they started investigating him. They searched his residence last November. They searched his vehicle, his office duty vehicle, where they found multiple firearms, including a machine gun with an obliterated serial number that was not registered to him.
Yeah, I think what these guys are, don't you think this is probably more like organized crime? Like, there must be a drug element.
Militia are terrifying.
Are they selling heroin or something?
No, they're cops. They don't need to. They have jobs, yeah.
Right.
This is so... Wow. You're not allowed to have weapons that aren't your standard issue weapon in the police cars.
Why?
Agents found 11 illegal firearms overall, including a short barrel shotgun unregistered at his home.
I'm confused. If you're wait. If you're a cop, you're only allowed, like, what does it matter? So I'm
cop guns. You can't bring your machine gun with a filed down serial number.
Oh, I was gonna say,
and keep it in your trunk.
I was gonna say, but if you shoot me with it, it doesn't matter to me. I don't care.
Well, it doesn't matter, but it matters
from.
if it's
I see
they're legally or not. The acting U.S. attorney who's going after this motherfucker, motherfuckers.
Yeah, go get these guys.
Quote: this former law enforcement officer knew he was breaking the law when he chose to possess a cache of unregistered weapons, silencers, and a machine gun, keeping many of them in his duty vehicle.
Yay!
You said duty.
Right, who's going to search his vehicle, though, right? I mean...
Right, who's going to... Well, I'm going to start walking by cop cars and saying I smell something.
No, don't do that.
Coupled with his violent, racially motivated extreme statements, the defendant has lost the privilege permanently of wearing the blue.
No. Well, I mean, don't you think there's other people that should lose the quote unquote privilege as well? And why is it, there's so much power these cops have to do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
Some of that has to be taken away.
Yeah. Gleefully bragging about beating a black guy, I mean, saying it was stress relief.
There is no good.
So, but now his these lawyers for every single case that this motherfucker, this arrest.
Oh yeah,
it needs to be looked at.
Right,
because, every single arrest.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about violations of your rights.
He's facing a maximum 10 years to be followed by 3 years of supervised release and a maximum fine of 250 G's. His sentencing is scheduled for July 6th.
Hello.
And since there is no parole in the federal system, he was detained at his pretrial hearing and will remain in custody.
Damn. Oh, shit. I mean,
sometimes they take that shit off the end, though, if you have good behavior.
Right. Well, I'm sure everything will be fine with this guy and there's nothing to worry about.
So there you go.
Right.
Sheriff's deputy.
God, man. Well, then that's weird. It's law enforcement. They're supposed to be pro-law.
Yeah, but how many stories have we done about these chats they're finding on Facebook or these Facebook groups that are racist as fuck of all cops?
Yeah. Well, I mean, even here, you know, there are groups here of people that they'll find, they, you know somebody who's a cop, they'll put some QAnon stuff up on Facebook. You know, you screen cap, just throw it up there. Look, this is this sheriff's deputy and wherever the fuck.
Yeah, great.
I mean, it's the thing, it's out there. I mean, if it's not QAnon, it's weird white supremacy shit.
Rape.
You know.
Palm Beach Post.
Yay.
West Palm Beach condo,
right,
complex,
okay,
has been renamed the Plaza.
Yes,
which was the original name for the Twin Tower complex along Intracoastal Waterway.
Okay,
in West Palm Beach,
right.
They scraped up the name Trump.
Damn! Oh,
Trump Plaza it was.
Oh shit. That's gotta hurt. That's gotta hurt, Don.
Condo residents voted in January to ditch the Trump brand name.
Wow. Did they? Was that after the insurrection?
May. It says January.
Yeah.
Yes, it says following the January 6th siege. After several names were suggested, more than 2/3 of the residents picked the Plaza.
Right.
Well, I wonder what the different names were.
Yeah, you could have named it. What about the Fuck Trump Plaza? I would have gone with that.
The residents preferred a name for the condo that was generic, low key, and didn't attract attention of any kind.
I bet. I bet they did. They want to, you know, eventually people are going to start wanting to erase themselves away from Trump history. I think it has a shelf life. I think certain people will start deleting their Trump pictures from the book of face. You know what I mean? Because they don't want to be seen.
Yeah.
As fucking Nazis. Nazi
sympathizers.
Oh, really? Whatever.
Prior to Trump's presidency, residents at these two condo complexes believed the Trump name brought cachet to the buildings, particularly with international buyers. Oh, you guys have a lot of Russians and Saudis there?
Can we stay in the Trump suite?
The Trump name remained, even though the real estate mogul hasn't had anything to do with the condo for 2 decades.
Then why would you keep it? Because it... really?
He borrowed millions to buy the complex from the Bank of New York, which had reclaimed the complex from developers, but Trump struggled to sell units.
Right.
Amid an economic downturn, he ended up handing the condo complex over to his lenders in 1991, minus any personal guarantees.
Right.
Still, his name remained on the condo until he became president.
God. So he went, he couldn't sell them, so he had to give the building back to the people he borrowed money from to buy it. And they still kept his name on the fucking building.
They started having enough with him during his presidency. At one point, voting not to replace the signs atop the buildings, which had been removed for building repairs.
Yeah.
and they didn't want to pay for any new signs that would draw attention to the fact that they changed it. So they just quietly took the signs down, never put them back up, but right. It was still named Trump Plaza and had signs other places.
That I think that's the only move you can do, because if you name it something else, Trump is going to go after.
Then in June, signs at the base of the complex were yanked as the building sought to go incognito after the protests following the George Floyd murder.
Oh, yeah. There are lots of reasons somebody might find the Trump name disgusting, disheartening, gross, you know.
But the vile. Trump Plaza remained the legal name.
Yes.
There's 221 units with soaring water views.
Oh, yes.
Of Palm Beach and the Atlantic.
Oh, I bet it's nice.
Units range in price from $1 to $4 million.
Damn. How many bedrooms?
Probably not much. A condo on the water in Palm Beach?
Yeah.
It's probably a one bedroom or two bedroom for $1 million.
Pricey, right.
Yeah. So there you go. They voted to officially and legally remove the name Trump.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Good. Congratulations. Finally, though, not when the border thing happened and he was putting the kids in the cages. Not then. You know, not then. It took people storming our Capitol for everyone to start to reject him.
A management email sent to residents in March said, many real estate brokers report the name Trump Plaza was clearly a deterrent to some people from buying units here. So they're telling them you won't be able to sell your condo.
There's the truth of it, right? Because people won't buy it because they're afraid it's going to cost them money. Trump's a liability.
Yeah. And then the email said, to protect our values and, in fact, to enhance them.
Oh.
Your board is unanimous in supporting the changing of our name.
Yay. To nothing. To nothing.
Oh, there were three names. Here are the names. The Plaza, which was the previous name, right. Which ended up being Lakeview Plaza.
Okay.
And La Vue, French for the view.
Just go with Plaza.
La Vue. Live in La Vue.
Plaza. We're just going to go with the Plaza. Thank you. Love you.
The condo owners spend big money to freshen up the place. In addition to a new roof and paint job, the pools and lobby have been renovated and redecorated. Yeah. Balconies restored as part of a $6 million facelift.
It's nice since Trump left, right, guys? It's a lot nicer, isn't it? That's what they're saying. Since we took his name off, it's nicer. We painted it. We felt better. People are at the pool. They're enjoying each other. All the Republicans have gone.
And people, you know, places around the world ripping the name Trump off of.
Right.
In recent years, condo owners in two Trump Place buildings on Manhattan's Upper West Side voted to remove the Trump name from their exterior.
Right. I mean, they'll still vote for him when he runs again, but they're going to remove the name.
Cutting ties also spread to the business community, with companies, banks, and even the PGA of America deciding to take the PGA Championship event away from Trump's golf course in Bedminster. That one hurt. Of anything that's happened to him, that's probably the one that he's most angry about.
What do you think the reaction was like in the East West
because
Wing?
Because just days after the Capitol riots, they said, we're not going to have it at Bedminster.
You can't have everything. You know what I mean? Like, you can't send the zombie apocalypse to kill Mike Pence in the fucking Capitol, and you can't host the PGA. You can't do those two things, correct? You could do either, but not both.
Even Palm Beach County explored looking into severing a lease, allowing Trump to operate Trump International Golf Club on county-owned land in West Palm Beach. But the county's legal staff determined the county could not end its lease with Trump, who pays over $88,000 a month in rent for the property.
Jesus fucking Christ. For a golf course?
Yeah.
How do you make money?
He probably doesn't. His golf courses were failing, especially the ones. Well, I don't know about the ones here, but especially the ones overseas.
How many rounds of golf equal $88,000?
Well, but is it? You're not paying per round. You're a member, right?
I'm trying to figure.
People are coughing up tens, hundreds of thousands of dollars to become members.
Oh, right, right. So it operates.
And then have a monthly.
It's like a health club, right? They pay that membership and nobody shows up.
You all know brown people, yeah.
Right.
Ideally. Or they have one or two that they allow in.
Why would anybody,
acceptable Asians.
Why would anybody go in that club? I mean, the Trump's there. It's COVID Central.
Oh, look at the time flying. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody.
That's right.
Our complete fetid fuckstick of a Republican governor here in Florida, Ron DeRacis.
Yay!
Really flying his fascism flag.
That's right.
Proudly Pat. Today.
Yes.
As not only did he sign the onerous elections reform bill, which includes a whole bunch of shit that I'm sure the ACLU is instantly suing for.
Yay!
But this is some real bullshit. He held a formal signing of this bullshit.
Oh my God.
But banned all media except Fox News. It was a Fox News exclusive event.
Damn.
And people are screaming bloody, rightfully screaming bloody murder.
What? Wow. Gosh. I mean, you can't do that, can you? I mean, does that mean when is it just Fox News showing up? When do we just make it just Fox News?
Well, you know, state run media.
Absolutely. We're going to have state run media. That's what this is.
Right.
I mean, DeSantis is very creepy. That's why sometimes I would consider trading for Kay Ivey, because like the thing he did to Rebecca Jones, raiding her house based on nothing, on bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is like walking abuse of power. I mean, does he see?
And it was Fox and Friends. It was live during Fox and Friends that he signed this.
How sad. How sad for our state. We're only allowing Fox and fucking Friends. Steve, who's the guy? Steve Fuckface.
Who?
From Fox and Friends.
Ducey.
Steve Ducey.
Hello, everybody. Steve Ducey here. We have exclusive footage of Ron DeSantis.
God.
Everybody's suing already, by the way. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis upset press freedom advocates by granting exclusive access to the signing of a controversial bill to Fox News. The Trump loyalist Republican also angered half a dozen civil rights groups and individual voters who immediately sued the state over what they call the voter suppression bill.
God damn it. I don't mean to bitch or complain, but hey, Joe, President Biden, when was the last time you thought, I mean, Florida, can you do anything? Is there anything you can do for us? We need some fucking help.
The
Joe
feds?
Biden. Joe Biden.
No.
Well, that's not
true. I mean, not much. SB 90, the sweeping legislation, ratchets up voter ID requirements, prohibits mass mailing and collection of ballots, and decreases drop box availability.
Well, how is this legislation is supposed to help us not fuck us right
it
up
is,
the asshole?
It is helping us not have all that fraud they had in Georgia and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. DeSantis reportedly denied press access to all but the... No, he didn't reportedly. He did.
He denied...
To all but the conservative media giant Fox News
just
while signing
Steve
the bill.
Ducey. Just Steve Ducey. And your fucking Nazi fucking wet dream. What's the other one? Steve Ducey. Who are the other people in?
Brian Kilmeade and Ainsley Earhart.
Oh, Brian Kilmeade is horrific.
There was a Kilmeade story yesterday or day before that I don't even remember what it was, but they were interviewing some kids about the going back to school and COVID restrictions and stuff like that. And one of the kids said, Kilmeade was interviewing them. And one of the kids, a boy said, I think the current president's doing pretty good with helping. I don't think the previous president would have done a really good job in helping get us back and everything. And Kilmeade lost his shit. He got butthurt about a sixth grader saying that. And Kilmeade said, well, I don't know about that. You know, the previous president wanted everybody to go back to school. We're going to go.
God damn it. That sixth grader's got it. See, that sixth grader right. understands.
And again, the fragile little white man, Brian Kilmeade. Oh, well, you know, I don't know. That last president wanted everybody to go back to school. I don't know what you're saying, kid.
Children have the ability to not give a fuck and to be totally honest sometimes. Do you know what I mean?
They can be completely honest. Yeah.
You know?
Not how Brian Kilmeade wanted that one, that interview to go.
Shame on you as a performer. Why would you let someone open their mouth if you didn't know what they're going to say on your air, you idiot? And you're an idiot. Go fuck yourself. You got schooled by a sixth grader, you fucking loser. Right? I mean, he's going to complain. You're complaining.
Yeah. I don't know. It's really funny.
A sixth grader handed you your lunch, dickhead. That's what happened.
They're so fragile.
Yes, they are.
Like when that rat turd, what's his name? Owen Schroyer on InfoWars. Remember when he interviewed that little girl? God. And he said, misgendered her as like a boy or something. And she goes, you're a fucking idiot. And he lost his mind. Oh, right. Does your mother know you talked like that? Yeah, she taught me how to. And he and Alex Jones did a whole segment on that little girl. And look at how what evil liberals are doing to their pristine little girls.
See how they feel about children. They attack them just like they did with the victim of that horrible legislature guy, that the girl he raped, they attacked her.
Yeah.
That's who these people are. They're fucking bullies and they hate women and they're bananas. They got guns and shit.
So the League of Women Voters of Florida, Black Voters Matter Fund, Florida Alliance for Retired Americans, and three voters, individual voters, filed lawsuits calling the new law a Republican response to an unprecedented turnout last year.
Yes.
And Trump's dangerous lies of election fraud.
These people, you asshole obstructionists, you fucking Republicans that don't want people to vote, you are dying. This is the end. You just get out of the way. Admit it. You're done.
The complaint states Republican legislatures passed the bill over strong objection from not only voters and civil rights groups, but also the election supervisors themselves. Those objections were well founded. SB 90 is a bill that purports to solve problems that do not exist. It caters to a dangerous lie about the 2020 election that threatens our most basic democratic values and in the end makes it harder to vote without adequate justification for doing so.
It's fucking nuts. It's fucking nuts. If you in this country, if you're a lawmaker, you're not fixated on getting the vaccination rates up, getting us out of this corona shit, then what are you doing? What are you doing with your time?
They say the lawsuit says the law does not impede all of voters in Florida equally. Oh. It was crafted to and will operate to make it more difficult for certain types of voters to participate in the state's election, including those voters who generally wish to vote with a vote-by-mail ballot and voters who have historically had to overcome substantial hurdles to reach the ballot box, such as senior voters, young voters, and minority voters.
Well, fuck me.
All of whom tend to lean.
Wow. I voted for Andrew Gillum because I'm a fucking idiot. I voted for Andrew Gillum. Do you think Andrew Gillum would be doing the same shit right now he's doing? No. I voted for Phil Ayer. Would Phil Ayer be trafficking people and Venmoing people $200 for ass or whatever Matt Gaetz? No. Fuck no. Is Phil Ayer making fake IDs in the middle of the night with his friend from the tax collector? No.
I would hope not, yeah.
No, he's reading something. He's writing laws. The same with Andrew Gillum. These people just want to go do their jobs. I don't know what these Republicans want to do. They are truly fucked.
The law effectively bans third parties from helping voters return their vote-by-mail ballots. The political right labels the practice as ballot harvesting.
Yes.
Supporters describe it as so ballot stupid. Collecting.
Yes. Where does this idea? Okay, so this is similar to the shit that's from Texas and Georgia, right?
Yeah, well, sure.
So
they're doing it everywhere.
We know Ron DeSantis doesn't think of anything. He's a dumb shit. He can't even put on a mask. Do you remember that? He's a dumb fuck.
Put it on upside down, yeah.
Right. So what happens? Does Steve Bannon waddle into town and say, hey, pass this shit?
Yeah, you've got the...
Or who?
No, you've got the Heritage Foundation. You've got all those conservative legal groups that...
do all this shit.
Well, sure. And then they're like, well, hey, that's a great idea. Let's do what Georgia did. We like that.
So all we have to do is find a group of people that are scarier than the group of people telling him to pass his whacked out.
Well, we just need to
shit.
Do what
be better than
overwhelm them.
Yeah. It would be better to not have him governor.
Right.
You know,
don't allow them to put roadblocks up to your voting. I mean, yeah. Not that, you know, it's going to be harder and that's bullshit. But you're going to need to go out and go through that bullshit to put in people who will remove the bullshit.
Is this statement true or false? The Republicans used coronavirus to keep people from voting. Or they tried to.
Yeah, they hoped it would. Remember in Wisconsin when the scumbags there decided to have that special election for the Supreme Court seat?
Yes.
Because they were worried the Democrat was winning in the polls. So they wanted to suppress the vote. So they said, we're going to have it. We're not moving the date. And it was like dead center of the first big hump of COVID. Yeah. And they forced people to go out. And what did Wisconsin Democrats do? They went out and waited in fucking lines with masks on.
Yep.
And they voted in the Democrat.
Right.
And that scared the living shit out of Republicans, as did what happened in Georgia. Black people came out to vote and saved our asses twice. Once for president and once with Warnock, again with Warnock and Ossoff.
The end of their party is gross.
Yeah.
And crazy.
And the scary part is, you know, we got to do it again on a midterm.
Yeah.
There's no Trump on the ballot in 2022 to vote against.
Aren't people terrified of that party? I mean,
we just need to vote against Republicans in general. Yeah.
When you vote for a Republican, do you feel like it's like your Lyft driver shows up and he's got a hypodermic needle in his eyeball and he's raping someone? Oh, let me get in the car.
We're also blocking anyone other than election workers from providing food or water to anyone in line.
Okay. Let's just take a moment that we're all hearing that. I know we've heard it and we're desensitized to all this crazy shit. You cannot give your fellow human being a cup of water if they are in line. It's Florida, motherfucker. It's so
insane.
Hot here, though. It's so hot.
Well, yeah.
No water for you.
Well, yeah.
No water for you, pussy.
We're gonna close polling places and get rid of drop boxes in, we'll call them black areas. And while those brown people are waiting in line in sweltering heat, we're going to arrest anyone that tries to bring them food or water.
Oh, fuck yes. Yes. That's crazy.
That's how Republicans are rolling right now. That's how insane they have become.
And if you see a protest, step on the gas pedal. You can run.
Oh, yeah.
People,
say you felt threatened and mow them down.
Man. It's really puzzling because again, you just go back to the choice Florida had. Andrew Gillum.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if anybody could ever imagine how bad DeSantis could have been. Surely people didn't imagine how bad Trump was. I mean, you know, nobody was using their imaginations enough to think about how bad his presidency was, you know, how bad it was going to get.
No, some of us did.
Yeah. But DeSantis, nobody thought he would be this bad.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we're not surprised either. So I don't know what I'm saying.
Kind of.
So why do you vote for Andrew Gillum, you fucks? So what? He was in a those pictures never should have came out of him, right? Because that was all bullshit. That was leaked.
And now, again, these fucking Republican scumwads. This is in Arizona,
the state.
A group that hides behind a two-page website listing no actual persons or physical addresses has somehow submitted enough signatures to get a repeal of a ballot initiative in Mesa, Arizona, giving LGBTQ civil rights protections.
Wait. There was something already voted on. Now they want to repeat
it. They've got enough signatures now that in the next election, there's going to be a ballot initiative to repeal, again, civil rights protections for LGBTQ.
Okay. Now, this is how I would talk to these people. Imagine you are an LGBTQ person or you're trans. This legislation is talking.
Or you're a decent human being who's outraged by this.
Yeah, but if you're that person, that waiver is going on after their existence.
Yes. Civil rights.
You take your Bible and all that shit and shove it up your asshole. Honestly.
According to news reports, no one seems to know who founded United for Mesa, a political action committee created days after the Mesa City Council. Oh, the council passed it. I thought it was on the ballot. Oh. After the Mesa City Council passed the non-discrimination ordinance.
So they did the right thing. They passed a non-discrimination ordinance.
Right.
And then this webpage shows up with whoever.
Give the people a voice, the website urges. It says here, meaning they think citizens should vote on civil rights, something studies show overwhelmingly ends with the majority voting to deprive the minority of civil rights.
But
you can't vote on rights.
But they got enough signatures, right?
Sure.
Because they were able to use SEO, social media, and all this website shit, right?
Well, and here we go again. They also, the website claims Mesa City Council just passed an ordinance, all caps, without the consent of Mesa residents.
They voted on it.
That's what legislators do. You elect them.
Yes.
And they give you their permission to represent them and vote in their best interest. The city council did that by definition with the consent of Mesa residents. They hate democracy. They hate representative democracy.
And I also think there's an issue that if some law gets passed to protect someone's civil rights and somebody else doesn't like it, I mean, should they be able to put a website up? Should they be able to launch a social media campaign based on lies to get a ballot initiative that could threaten someone's rights? I mean, that's not...
The East Valley Tribune reported last month calling the group below the radar with no official leaders or posted public meetings.
Yes.
They have unofficial leaders like, I don't know who this is, Barbara R. Parker, rallied like-minded troops via Facebook and other outlets.
And that's probably by design, right? They don't want to know. You don't want to give someone... an idea of who they are.
She posted on Facebook, "Thank you to every petition signer and gatherer who helped save Mesa. You're saving Mesa from treating LGBTQ like human beings.
You're saving Mesa. So you're telling people you want to save Mesa, and that's in your being. Are you lying about the circumstances? I think
some comments.
Mesa.
One comment, thank the Lord. I've never seen so many people working so hard to get signatures. Another one, it's been amazing. I'm so thankful everyone's hard work paid off. Thank you, everyone, for going the extra distance so we may all have a voice in such an important decision. You did have a voice. You elected a representative who then voted for it.
Yeah. And what we want to do is not like, I don't know. I mean, why can't we just... God damn, it's 2021. Did you know that? It's 2021. Is it 1960? God, this country is just full of fucking babies. My God. Fuck you. Save Mesa. Jesus.
Save Mesa.
I mean, like, how are you... If you shouldn't be allowed to... put a ballot initiative on just because.
Well,
because you can tweak.
Let's repeal that 13th Amendment through a ballot initiative.
Yeah, why not?
Let's have slavery again because, you know, not everybody had a voice in it.
But like, because you can manipulate social media and you can drive people to a website shouldn't be a reason. I mean, it's that to me is the flaw.
Yeah.
So now are we just at the. Are we at the mercy of people that can drive traffic? Lunatics like that? Is that it?
Yeah. That's why these social media companies, you know, people need to have a look at them.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with, not with the right wing dick bags about their being censored and everything like that, but just what about what Facebook did to the election in 2016? We know they had a hand in it by allowing ads to be paid with rubles.
Yes, with rubles.
With fucking rubles.
By the NRA
shitting on Hillary.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Facebook, now they have this board that they have, they've gathered together, that this council that will decide everything. And do you know anything? Do you hear the people on this council?
Well, yeah, the story yesterday about Trump getting his
but these
account back.
These people that decide the big decisions at Facebook, it really sounds like some Star Trek shit.
What do you mean?
Like real Prime Directive kind of stuff. You know, a lot of people like that, you know, it's like a council that will operate independently, and they want to, I think what they want to do is not fuck up the planet with social media.
Well, I think that's their point. Yeah, I concur.
Yeah.
But we need to get out of here. Thanks for joining us, everybody, or merci. We're going to do it again tomorrow, Faithless Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at crabdiving.com and on your favorite podcasting application. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet. Check out what Ryan's doing. He often posts what he is doing live now that he's back out live a little bit.
Doing shows
on the internet at Rated R Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. So, so freaking Vile.
Have a great fucking evening or whatever. We'll talk to you soon, everybody.
TTFN.
He is a cowardly, degenerate sack of anti-human trash.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.